Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting from the middle of the mitten, once again with a cold, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
You sound a little stuffed up, man. You got another cold? What happened?
Here's what's so discouraging about this. People have been just hacking all over the place. Whenever I'm around, they're just hacking. Okay. Blah, blah, you know, fluids are flying everywhere. And when you question them and say, could you at least, you know, people I know, people I'm with.
Sure.
And you bring it to their attention, the first thing they're going to say, oh, I have allergies. These are not allergies. These people who are hacking, I'm talking, are having a hack attack. So that's how I got sick again. So I'm struggling here to talk.
I'm amazed. I'm sure, knock on fake wood, but I've not been sick this winter. And yet, Steve at the radio station has been sick, and Tammy's been sick. Tammy said to me a couple of days ago, oh, it's only a matter of time. You'll get sick. And I'm like, well, thanks a lot.
Well, you and I are sitting pretty close together right now.
Yeah, just don't spin on me.
Yeah. But hey, if you're just tuning in, no, I admit I don't have allergies.
Right. But
this is a cold.
Sick, but if you're sick, don't get me sick.
I'm not going to get you sick.
Okay.
I'm more close, but I'm not that close.
No.
But hey, if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. We broadcast each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5 WUPS.
And Rock 105 and Rock 95.5. We Just Rock, Traverse City and Sheboygan.
Podcasting all over the universe on Podbean,
SoundCloud, Google Play, the iTunes market. You can find us everywhere.
Yeah, and it's trending high, too.
Yes.
So we appreciate everyone that subscribes to the show and listens to the show week in and week out. And we opened the show with one of your and my favorites, Don't Stop Believing.
By Journey.
Journey, I love that song.
Just a small town boy.
No, just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy. Born and raised in South. I can't even sing. Detroit.
Born and raised in South Detroit, which is actually downriver. Because there is no South Detroit.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
You go south out of Detroit, you run into Canada.
Yeah, when does Downriver actually start? I spent a lot of time practicing law Downriver. Southgate,
Allen
River Rouge.
That area, Trenton, that whole Downriver area, yeah. I had a friend of mine who's from Allen Park.
By the way, that song, Don't Stop Believing, goes out to my buddy Ed.
Okay.
He's a great guy, great family, and he loves Journey. He loves that song.
Right on. They did a great show. That was one of the best shows of the year at Soaring Eagle this past summer. They've not announced any of the big concerts yet, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty of them. I know Dane Cook's coming, and that fluffy guy is going to be there, and that that Long Island median, that Teresa Caputo, the one who claims she talks to dead people and stuff.
I don't buy that.
I don't either. Yeah. Don't buy a bit of it.
But you can buy the information on the show. We have a huge show, folks.
Big show?
Huge show.
Lots of law?
A lot of calls and emails in reference to the Cole memo. People were asking me because a week or so ago, Attorney General Sessions indicated that the Cole memo is obsolete. Okay. So everybody wants to know what the Cole memo is. We've talked about it on the show a few times. We'll briefly review that. Also, Australia wants to sell pot to the entire world.
Really?
The beautiful country down under wants to sell pot to the entire world. So we have a story about that and some information. We got a call from a listener who brought to our attention a story in regards to a community in Southeast Detroit that either passed an ordinance or is passing an ordinance that says you cannot leave your car idle in your driveway. So you have that in your hands, and we're going to be talking about that. And Rule 19 of LARA in regards to temporary operation, Craig Russell, limited circumstances, conditional circumstances. Can a corporation or individual, as we speak, open up a dispensary prior to being approved through the state of Michigan? What's your answer?
I would say no.
Your answer is no.
No.
That's the question. Can a dispensary provisioning center, as it's defined, operate right now prior to the application being reviewed and accepted through the state of Michigan?
Two letters. N-O. No.
Three letters. Y-E-S. Yes, they can.
This is why you do this show, because I didn't know that.
Yeah. I want to talk about Rule 19.
Okay. Let's talk about Rule
19. Emergency regulation, state of Michigan, for a marijuana facility.
Okay.
The question was, could you operate a facility prior to being approved through the state of Michigan? You said no. The answer is yes. Rule 19. It's a temporary operation rule, emergency regulation. And bottom line is this. If the municipality adopted an ordinance before December 15th of 2017, and that same municipality authorizes you to operate on a temporary basis, then you could possibly do so.
Oh, this is that whole emergency thing that was right before December 15th that they laid out all the emergency rules, because they're now in that, because they were shutting things down for the December 15th thing. But before that, they had those emergency rules. So this is part of that.
Correct.
Okay.
That's an important issue, because I'm sure that most people out there, at least in the state of Michigan, are under the belief that a dispensary at this time cannot operate until approved through the new State Facilities Licensing Act.
Right.
And I'm telling you, under Rule 19, and folks, you can look it up under LARA, that's not the case. Now, I don't recommend anybody out there just go open a dispensary.
No.
There's a little bit more to it.
Right.
But if your township or municipality opted in before December 15th and they give you permission to do so, and you have an attorney who is knowledgeable to assist you, then there's a possibility.
And also what you said a couple of sentences ago makes a lot of sense too. If they already gave you permission to do so, I don't think you can just open one up because you say, oh, it says we can just go ahead and open one up. Well, if you don't have permission to do so to begin with, maybe you got permission back in October and you're now just getting around to opening it up. You've gotten your money, you've got your place, you're going to do it or whatever. That would be the way to take care of it now.
Exactly. Update on the city of Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Right.
There's a planning commission meeting this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of progress made in moving forward to allow, again, provisioning centers, AKA dispensaries, to open up and other facilities. So kudos to the city of Mount Pleasant.
Well, and
what, Craig Russell?
There's a new mayor.
There's a new mayor, folks.
That's right.
Mayor update on the Todd Levitt Law Show. A great mayor, Allison Lentz, is the new mayor.
Now,
first off, great lady. She's going to be a great mayor. She is a great mayor. She's also the owner of Motorless Motion in Mount Pleasant, one of my favorite bike shops, in addition to Terry Cycle and Ray's.
Now, is it possible, because you remember last week, you were pretty hard on the old mayor, and then between last week's show and this week's show, they elected a new mayor, kind of like maybe they listened to the show and people said, hey, we need to elect a new mayor. The city commission elected a new mayor on Monday night last week, right after you went on your I don't know if you want to call it a tirade, but you certainly were taking the old.
I just
mayor.
Wanted a return phone call from an elected official who represents the people, his or her constituents.
Now I think possibly you'll get a little better response.
Allison's going to do a great job for the City of Mount Pleasant. I'm very happy.
Yay.
She's a and she owns Motorless Motion, a great bike shop over there. Big shout out to Motorless Motion.
That's right.
Great shop. And we have a huge show.
Yes.
We open the show with Journey. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
You probably shouldn't try and sing this week.
No. Hey, before we go to break.
Yes.
I met a young man last week.
Okay.
This guy, this is a high school student.
Okay.
From Houghton Lake High School.
Oh, okay.
His name is Robert Press.
All right.
And he plays wide receiver. This is a, I know his family.
Okay.
And I just happened to, he was there. I was so impressed with this young man. The future of our country is in good hands with young men like this Robert Press.
Okay.
He's a wide receiver at Houghton Lake High School. He's a, and he'll be a senior this year.
All right.
And he's broke every receiving touchdown record for the season.
Oh, wow.
So he's amazing. I'm looking forward to watching Rob play some football in the fall.
Okay.
So anybody out there that knows Robert Press, go out and watch him play. He's fast. He's quick. He's intelligent. He understands the game of football. And he's just a great young man. And, I like pointing out positive things when you meet people.
Yes. No, I agree.
There's too much negativity in this world.
Agreed.
We need to spread love, baby.
Yes, we do. And we need to take a break.
And we have a lot of show to get to.
Yes.
Take us out, Craig Russell. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong once again, Craig Russell, with Journey.
Don't stop believing. Those people, those sheriffs and Claire are going to get us, man.
No,
they don't like us.
Oh, no doubt about
like
it. No doubt about it.
I like when we sing.
Broadcasting in the middle of the mitten once again with a cold.
Cold mitten. Well, it's cold.
No, I have a cold.
I know, but it was like 60 earlier this week, and now it's like 20.
I do have a complaint, though.
Okay. What's your complaint?
So I'm on my way to court in Grayling last week.
Okay.
By the way, kudos to the judge, the court staff, the prosecutors, the administrators, and all the men and women who work at that courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
They work very hard. They do a great job. As I said, I'm on the way up to court in Grayling.
Okay.
And then I had to be in Roscommon after that because I go to court in both Grayling, Gaylord, Roscommon.
All over the place.
All over the place.
Yes.
I stopped off in Clare.
Okay.
Love Clare.
Yeah.
I'm at a well-known breakfast spot.
Okay.
We'll just say that.
All right.
Go through the now the drive-through. It was a double wide drive-through.
Okay.
Two drive-through windows.
That probably is going to give it away where it is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, hey, I'm not naming the brand.
I understand.
Pull up to the window, and I pull up to the window, give the first window the money, get the change. I said, hold the receipt. You know how I am. I don't want receipts.
Right.
Unless it's business related, then sure. I do want the receipt if it's appropriate.
Sure.
Pull up to the second window.
Okay.
Gives me the bag. I said to the lady, is everything in there?
Okay.
So I said, is everything in there? She says, absolutely. You can trust me. It's in there.
Sure.
Pull out. Go under the viaduct, which is, if you go under the viaduct to get onto 127 North right there,
yep.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You think you're going to, it's just a weird light viaduct.
It's kind of a strange setup.
I'm keeping my eyes on the road. I put my hand in the bag. There was no banana chocolate chip muffin. She left my muffin out of the bag. I got some hotcakes. I really wanted the muffin. There was no muffin. And then I ordered a drink. I put the drink down. It was the wrong drink. So I just want to tell you something. It was really early in the morning. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. When I left the court in Grayling, I stopped off at the same establishment to get my muffin.
Okay.
And I said to the lady at the window, I said, you know, I was just at one of your establishments in Clare and they left this and that out. I'm just saying, I'm not happy about it. I wanted to see what she had to say.
All right.
She didn't care.
Yeah, of course.
But she was very nice.
Of course.
So I'm a little upset about that.
You know, you've got to really. And what I'll do is I'll sit there and I'll go through the whole bag. I don't care if there's people behind me. I don't care if they're waiting. You know what? In a second, they can do the same thing. But right now, when I'm getting my food, I want to make sure it's right. I want to make sure I get the money back. And I order things strange because I'm in this low-carb diet thing.
You look good, by the way.
Thank you. So sometimes I'll order like hamburgers through the drive-thru without buns. Or I'll even put the bun on the side because I just want to eat just the hamburger part.
You ever order a hamburger with a bun with no sesame seeds?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you like gladiators? Hey, we got some information to get to.
Yes.
The Cole memo.
Yes. What is the Cole memo? I'm not familiar with this piece of legislation. What is this?
A couple weeks back, Attorney General Sessions said enough with the Cole memo.
Okay.
And it freaked a lot of people out.
All right. What's the Cole memo?
The Cole memo was a document. It was originally drafted by former U.S. Attorney General James Cole in 2013.
All right.
Cole issued this memorandum to all U.S. attorneys that was then published through the Department of Justice in August of 2013. Now, the memo indicated that prosecutors and law enforcement should focus only on certain priorities related to state legal cannabis operations. So the question was, in 2013, should the federal government intrude on state rights and interfere with legal cannabis operations in those states that at that time allowed it?
Right.
So this memo sort of backed the federal government off and listed a number of priorities.
Okay.
So one of the priorities was that the feds should stay out of a state such as Michigan unless to do so would prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors. So if the state of Michigan, that there was a big problem, I'm not even sure how they would even know this or judge this or even create a standard for this, but if the federal government felt they had to prevent the distribution of marijuana to minors, because once it goes rec, it's going to be 21 and over. We know that.
Right.
Then this memo is telling all the U.S. attorneys, you can go into that state. One of the other issues was preventing revenue from the sale of cannabis from going to criminal enterprises, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So if the states, again, bottom line is on the Cole memo, if the states weren't doing what they're supposed to enforce the regulations and the laws of those states, then the Cole memo was a guideline on how to proceed.
Right. Kind of prioritized what's important. In the war against illegal drugs, what's important? Is it going after people who use marijuana or cannabis legally in a state where they can use it? Or is it going after really hard drugs? And or what's the priority of trying to bust people for marijuana, pot, either if it's transporting it or selling to minors, et cetera, et cetera. It was more real life things.
It was, but it was also a significant shift, though, Craig, in the federal government to deprioritize the use of funds to enforce cannabis prohibition under the Controlled Substance Act.
Now,
here's the thing, though. So now we have Sessions who makes these announcements that says, okay, this is what I'm doing with the Cole memo, and everybody goes crazy. Think about this, folks. Think about this.
Here's what he did to the Cole memo.
Do you really think that the federal government has the resources to go from state to state as it has now spread across the country in regards to medical marijuana and recreational states?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
But can they start trying to make some examples of people and go to the states where it is legal and try to step up their enforcement there, possibly, to try and make some press.
There would be a number of lawsuits filed. There would be so much court activity. It would be crazy. It would be a good thing on behalf of the people. Here's the thing. The next administration, the next attorney general could change things. But here's my opinion. They don't. The feds don't have the resources. They don't need to be going after cannabis. They don't come into our state and go after alcohol-related issues, do they?
Well, no, because alcohol is legal in every
right.
state.
Right, and cannabis is also becoming legal throughout the country.
I know.
I think the legislators, both in the House and the Senate on a federal level, really need to get a move in removing it out of Schedule 1.
You know what I think about this whole mess? Now, I understand.
That's the Cole memo.
I know. I understand we're not Republicans. We're not Democrats. We're
Americans.
That's right. But it sure seems like every week there's some new something coming out of Washington that's retracting something that happened a couple of years ago. There was a different administration in the White House for 9 years before a couple of years ago, and they made a lot of legal changes. And it seems like every week there's a new flavor of the week of something that they're pulling back that had to do with that. Well, if that president did something, we're going to change it, just for the sake of doing it, it seems like. And this was that flavor of the week last week.
Here's something that I was thinking about as I drive around to court. We're a democracy.
Right.
We love America.
Mm-hmm.
Best country in the world, hands
right.
down.
Far
Best military. We love law enforcement. We love our vets. The Todd Levitt Law Show, Craig Russell, we love our vets, law enforcement. But back to politics, we're not going to talk politics. I just want to make
right.
a statement. If we're a democracy, how is it that we truly only have two parties to choose from? I mean, that's a little BS. And here's why. Because the Democrats and Republicans, they control everything,
mm-hmm.
those two parties.
It's true.
Bernie Sanders is an independent. There has been some independents who have made some leeway, but not really.
Not really.
Craig, there's the Green Party. There's Libertarian Party. These parties have made some leeway, but the way it's set up, there's so much control from those two main parties. How is that democracy? We only have those two big parties.
Well, as a country, we're a democracy, but our political system is just a popularity contest. It's not.
But they control
democracy.
The conventions. It's always a Republican and Democratic convention on
sure.
all the major stations.
Sure.
I mean, I would like to see 5 to 10 different parties with different options.
But there's the thing. Who gets the majority of the votes? What two parties?
Republican and Democrat.
Exactly.
But hear what I just said.
When the Green Party starts getting 15, 20, 30% of the vote, when they get
or how
a candidate,
about the Libertarians?
Or the Libertarians. Name a third set party. When they start getting 10, 15, 20, 30% of the vote, that's when the mainstream media will start to take a look at them.
But here's the problem, Craig.
I know.
The way the media is set up.
It's a vicious cycle.
It's just not going to happen.
I know.
It's just not fair. People don't think about that. I want our listeners to think about that you really only have two main parties, which is wrong. I mean, there's some really good Libertarian candidates out there and what they stand for. There's some Green parties. It depends on what you stand for.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's been since about the 1850s that it's been the Republican Democratic Party. Our country was about 80 to 90 years old when we finally kind of settled into these two main parties. It could take another 80 or 90 years before a third party becomes strong enough to maybe push one of them out. I'm just saying, it could. I think this day and age with the generation that's growing up and that is moving forward, I think a lot of people are questioning a lot of the things that our political parties do, and there will be some changes. Might not be in our lifetime, but it's going to take a while.
Nothing ever gets... I mean, there's a lot of things that are getting done right now, so I'm happy about that.
Right.
But it's still...
There's a lot of things that are not getting done.
There's no cooperation.
No, there's not.
It makes no sense.
It is all Democratic against all Republican. But I'll tell you this much. A couple of Republican lawmakers are retiring. Orrin Hatch is. The guy from California is. That's not good for the Republicans. With this being a off election year, when the House and the Senate, if that changes and becomes more Democratic control than Republican control, there's going to be some problems.
But if you look at history, historically, the party in office during midterm elections, they lose a lot of seats.
Yeah.
It just goes that way.
Yep.
There's a cycle. It just keeps going in circles. And who pays the price?
We do.
We do.
What if Oprah runs for president? That's going to be something. That is why I'm telling you, that is why the Democrats lost this last time. Nothing against Hillary Clinton.
She's, you know who I want to see run for president?
Who?
Someday in the future?
Who?
The Rock.
He might.
You know why?
He might.
Can I just tell you, let's just deviate from politics because people don't want to hear politics.
I understand.
But I love talking politics.
I know.
Jumanji with The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black. Did you see that movie?
I did not.
Oh, let me tell you something. It's one of the funniest movies I've seen since the 90s when Austin Powers came out.
Kind of varies a little bit from the original Jumanji. Probably not.
Completely.
Probably not the same.
Jack Black.
Short of
I'm
just,
not going to give it away. I'm just going to tell you this, that Jack Black, is his character is a female student.
Okay.
And but you see Jack Black in the role of the student.
Okay.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, hey, we have to go to break.
Yes, we do.
And when we come back, we're going to come back strong with Journey. Don't stop believing.
Don't go to South Detroit.
Hold on to that feeling. And we have a story on what, Craig Russell?
A story. It's on Australia. They want to sell pot to the world.
They do. Will you give us that story when we come back?
Of course.
All right, let's go. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Now, why did you pick Journey this week?
You know, I have a friend, Ed, and
We
were talking. I said, Ed, what's one of your favorite groups? He said, Journey.
Okay.
What's one of the favorite songs? Don't Stop Believing.
That makes perfect sense.
Which, when you think about it, I love that song.
Yeah, it's very, very inspirational.
Yeah.
Very.
But you're correct when you say the line, just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. There's East Detroit.
Yeah.
By the way, East Detroit became East Point.
Oh, okay.
But there is an east part of Detroit.
Right, and there's a western part of Detroit, the western suburbs.
Yeah.
There's a northern part of Detroit, you know, 8 Mile in that area.
When I was growing up, 696, it ended from 94 to DeQuinder.
Okay.
So in order to get to the west side, you had to hop off at 11 Mile and shoot 11 Mile west because I worked for Domino's Pizza in Madison Heights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right off of Brereton and 11 Mile in Madison Heights. And I was delivering pizzas all the way up to north to 14 and Stevenson Highway. I was going on to Woodward Heights and Hazel Park. Once in a while, I would have to take a pizza all the way to DeQuinder. And
I know where 696 is, and I know where, like, Farmington Hills and that area, Orchard Lake Road and stuff. That's about it.
I was in law school. I got out of law school in 92, Detroit College of Law. In 91, they finished connecting the highway.
Oh, okay.
When I was in law school, I lived off Evergreen. We rode our bikes down on the highway before they opened it up.
No, really?
Yeah, they didn't mind.
Oh,
we asked permission. It was badass.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey. Speaking of something else that's badass.
Yeah.
These people in Australia.
Yeah, what's going on with Australia?
Well, for starters, I can tell you this much. You know, in America now, in the northern hemisphere, it's winter. Obviously, it was 15 below last weekend. It's cold this weekend. Well, in the southern hemisphere, where Australia is, it is summer. They had 117 degrees in Sydney last week. The warmest temperature they've ever
had. How warm?
117 degrees.
That's ridiculous.
In Sydney. That's crazy. They're going to burn all this pot in that, in all that. Not really. But Australia is aiming for global domination in the growing medicinal marijuana industry. The government said last Thursday they were legalizing overseas exports of cannabis for products for medical uses. How is that? Do we need to import a lot of cannabis in this country?
Do you think the federal government of the United States, after we just talked about the Cole memo, is going to allow imports? But here's the thing. Putting the United States aside, we're only, 2% of the population?
Well, yeah, that's true. But we're also one of the richest countries, if not the richest country in the world.
That's true also.
But I'm sure there are plenty of other places where they don't grow cannabis. So maybe exporting from Australia and importing, maybe they don't grow a lot of their own in the Netherlands or wherever, other places, Germany or someplace where else it's legal. But I think, for them, I think it's good. It gets Australia kind of into that national speak of what's going on with the cannabis industry and stuff like that. But do you really think, do you think they're going to be able to make you, what about us? Why aren't we exporting? You know what kind of money they
because,
can make on
look,
tax
this cannabis? Country doesn't even allow states to produce hemp products. It's starting to loosen up somewhat. Kentucky, there was another state on the East Coast. Hemp has been around for 10,000s of years. They say the Constitution is written on hemp paper. Hemp is in dozens and dozens of products, yet it's still considered a Schedule I drug together with cannabis and CBDs. How is something that's less than 1% THC considered bad for you?
Well, it's because of not having knowledge.
Right, but the federal government still classifies cannabis the same way it classifies heroin. How is that? So do you think the United States for a second is going to allow cannabis from Australia to come into this state?
Well, I'm going to say here, I'll say this much. The Rock in 2020, cannabis becomes legal. We start exporting it and importing it.
Rock in 2024.
Wouldn't it be 2020?
Well, I'm looking for him to run in 2024.
Oh, okay. Who's going to run in 2020?
I don't talk politics on the air.
I know you don't.
I'm just saying.
I know.
But I'm looking for him to maybe 22. I just think he's great.
I thought he's already posted on Instagram that he was going to try and run in 2020.
I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger would make a great president, but he's not born in this country.
Yeah, kind of.
But don't you think he would have been great? Can you see the comedy sketches on Saturday Night Live with Arnold Schwarzenegger? I love Schwarzenegger. I love Schwartzy.
I want to pump you up. There you go.
Yeah.
So another law, this has to do with some Michigan law. Last year, there was a guy in Roseville. You know, where's Roseville at?
Roseville is off of Gratiot and 696.
Okay. All right. So
11, 12, 13 mile road.
So a guy in Roseville, Taylor Trapano, wakes up January 5th, 2017. 5 degrees in Roseville. He's got to go to work. So he goes out, starts his car, walks back in the house, gets his coffee, gets his, whatever. But he's leaving the car warm up. So it's warm. He's got like a 45-minute drive. Comes back out to his car. There's a ticket on it. He gets a ticket. It's illegal to leave your car running in your own driveway with no one in it to warm it up. It's illegal in the state.
That was a city ordinance. So at the time, Roseville had a city ordinance.
But in the state, that's technically an illegality in the state of Michigan. You can't do that anywhere. You could get tickets.
I can't confirm or deny that, but you talked about that on your show, correct?
That's right.
The Craig Russell in the Morning Hustle show.
That's right. He came back, got the ticket on his windshield, fought it. You know what that means? That means he took the law into his own hands. Like Judge Wapner would say, don't take the law into your own hands, take him to court.
Here's a crazy law.
Okay.
State of Michigan, Michigan Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
All right.
We talked about this also, but we might have some new listeners. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled that if you operate a motor vehicle in your own driveway, let's say you move it from the pole barn 20 feet back to where the edge of your house is or your home.
Okay.
Law enforcement is called out there for some reason whatsoever. They approach you in your motor vehicle because they're doing an investigation.
Sure.
If somebody calls and they're, and there's a possible crime being committed, okay?
It's law enforcement's job to check that out.
They have to investigate.
Sure.
They have to investigate. Now, we could sit here all day and argue Fourth Amendment issues. Did they have a right to come on the property? That's a whole other show.
Right.
But let's say they're on the property. They have a right to be there.
Okay.
They approach your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They determine that, this guy, his eyes are glossy, his speech is slurred. There's definitely alcohol illuminating from his person in the vehicle. And then they see an open intoxicant in the middle console. The Michigan Supreme Court has ruled that that's enough for you to be charged and convicted of operating while intoxicated in the state of Michigan.
On your own property.
On your own property. You don't even have to pull it out into the roadway. Now, the Court of Appeals ruled that, so what happened was it went down, you know, the lower courts ruled that, you know, what would the circuit court, you know, it started off in trial court, went up to the circuit court,
right?
Then the Court of Appeals.
Sure.
The Court of Appeals had ruled, I believe, that you could not be charged and convicted in your own driveway. The Michigan Supreme Court reversed it.
Really?
So, folks, beware.
But another thing, we're talking about Australia. You realize it's illegal to punch a kangaroo in Australia?
Why would you want to punch a kangaroo in the first place? I love kangaroos.
But it is illegal to do that.
Yeah.
But here's a good, this all came to a happy ending.
Okay.
The ticket, Governor Snyder signed this into law, and this is one of the new laws that took effect in the first of the year. It is now legal to run your car in your own driveway.
So you can do it.
You can do it now.
Right, but you can't do it while intoxicated.
No, not intoxicated. But if you're just, you go out to start the car, or better yet, you have a remote starter, you start your car in your driveway, and you're not in it, you can't get a ticket now anymore.
So, listen, I'm going to go back to kangaroos for a moment.
Okay.
I'm struggling with a cold here.
Okay.
When I was a kid, you know, I grew up Berkeley High.
Sure.
The Detroit Zoo was not too far off.
Okay.
10 and Woodward.
All right.
I used to go to Alligator Alley at 10 and Woodward. Great arcade in the 80s. You worked at an arcade.
I did work at an arcade.
No, we talked about that.
That's right.
But when we would go to the zoo, we would buy food to feed the animals.
Sure.
That the zoo provided.
Right.
Looking back now
those
as an adult.
Nuts and stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
They were Cheez-Its.
Oh, okay.
I look back to my childhood. I don't know why I'm talking about this, and I never got to feed the animals because I end up eating all the Cheez-Its.
I don't think you were supposed to eat the Cheez-Its, man. I think that's I think they put like vitamins or chemicals or something in those Cheez-Its for the animals.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Hey,
maybe this explains a lot about you.
Well, I'm fighting a cold here because all my friends who've been hacking all around me claim that they have allergies. Everybody says that. I'll go, oh, are you sick? Do you have a cold? No, it's the allergies.
Allergies when it's 5 below
zero. It's like Niagara Falls. I'm around a group
whatever.
Of my friends. They're all sick. It's like the Niagara Falls coming at me, and they're claiming it's allergies.
Here's another thing about kangaroos.
Yeah.
Don't reach in their pouch. It's got all kind of mucus and stuff. It's not like in the cartoons where
Craig Russell, would I ever come face-to-face with a kangaroo in the first place? I have no plans.
You have a wild, wacky life, man. I could see you coming face-to-face with a kangaroo
There's not even a thought in any molecule in my body that any time in my future I'm going to come face-to-face with a kangaroo. But you know what I am going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to talk about, if you just tuned in, Rule 19 of the emergency regulations. Yes, if your municipality adopted an ordinance pursuant to Section 205 of the Act before December 15th of 2017, and they give you authority and a temporary operating permit, you could open a marijuana business prior to being approved through the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act.
Now, when we come back from breaks, we got to take a break.
I don't want to go over that again. I just want to mention that.
No, but I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Consult with an attorney before that.
Yeah, I want to ask you a couple of questions about that. But we got to take a break, but we'll come right back to Todd Love Law Show.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Fresh off of confronting a kangaroo during break, Craig Russell.
You punched a kangaroo, didn't you?
No, I didn't punch a kangaroo, but I came face to face with a kangaroo.
That's illegal to punch a kangaroo. Don't reach in the pink kangaroo's pouch either.
We came back strong once again with just a small town girl.
Those guys are big in Australia, by the way, Journey.
Is that right?
Yeah, they really are.
Hey, you got a question.
I did have questions. I had a couple of questions about the LARA, the Emergency Act that you were talking about, how basically if you had approval before December 15th to open up America a medical marijuana facility, that even though after December 15th they now are doing the licensing and everything, you could still do that. Now, if you opened one up, let's say I was given approval to do that.
From the township or municipality.
From the township.
And they opted in prior to December 15th.
Right. And let's say tomorrow I decide to go open up my medical marijuana business. Will I have to go through the process of filling out an application and licensing and all that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't...
It's pending.
It's not a grandfather you in kind
and
of
I,
thing.
And I have not read the entire emergency regulation in order to temporarily open the business, but I do believe there's a cutoff date that if you don't have approval from the state of Michigan by a certain date and time, you may have to shut down because you have to fill out an application to get approved under the new laws.
And here's another question. This whole application, I've heard about
just
this
just a city
months.
Girl. Go ahead.
Living in a lonely world. Yeah. When are they going to start making any kind of decisions on some of these? I mean,
all the applications, I mean, they have been submitted and submitted with a $6,000 application fee.
Right. Is there a limit on when they're going to stop taking applications?
No, but here's the thing.
When are they going to start making decisions?
Here, listen to this.
Okay.
If you apply and you're eligible and you meet all the requirements, you cannot get denied. The law says you cannot be denied if you meet all the requirements.
Okay.
A, you have a township that has an ordinance that complies with the state statute.
All right.
B, that township gave you or your company specific permission to operate a facility within that township. And then you fill out the application and you meet all the requirements and you pass all the background checks. Let me tell you something. It is extensive. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Who's actually going to pass that stuff? Is it going to be big companies who've got lawyers that got pockets? Or is it going to be anybody? I mean, can normal people? What if we have a normal
anybody
person who's just
got- I know some, thank goodness, I know some really down-to-earth men and women who are and have the ability and are doing so to operate dispensaries in the new year.
Okay.
So a lot of us out there are under the impression that it's all big corporations. What has happened is there's a lot of groups of people that came together to form a corporation.
Oh,
so you had in these townships, you may not have just one individual. You may have 10. You might have 15 individuals who have all brought the resources together.
That was something you were concerned about. You were thinking that the mom and pop people were going to get shut out of this.
Well, they are.
But it sounds like all these mom and pops are getting together to form a bigger mom and pop.
No.
They're not?
No, the people getting together are people with a vast amount of resources.
Okay.
A vast amount of money and resources and can put up a $4 million grow operation. It doesn't even affect them and still pay the mortgage.
Huh.
Yeah. We're talking. Huh. So if you got 20 individuals who all meet that criteria, how is anyone going to compete with that? But here's the thing. You can have all these grow operations, but how about the brick and mortars to sell the product? So that's why City of Mount Pleasant, thankfully, they're moving forward.
Yep.
And other townships, there's a lot of counties. There's counties in the state of Michigan, which really upsets me, really upsetting to me because of for the people that the entire county, not one township, has opted in. So, you know, now your citizens, the people that you work for, are going to have to get their medicine and travel out of county. Some of these people don't have the resources to get a ride to go that far. So townships are making it very difficult for people to get their medicine.
Are you finding that a lot of counties are opting out for the whole county?
It's not the county that has the decision.
Right.
What I'm referring to, let's say there's a county with 20 separate townships. I'm just throwing it out there. Because of law enforcement and prosecutors and pressure from those entities, the townships are holding off. They want, and which is okay.
But not everyone is doing that.
No, not at all. But there's still plenty that are. And look, there was information going back and forth on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of disinformation and a lot of information. I'm just going to say that.
I'll say this much. Some of these townships and some of these counties and some of these municipalities are going to all of a sudden, when they start to see what kind of money they can make off of it, money makes the world go round. That's a different kind of green.
Oh! Oh! Craig Russell.
Thank
hey,
you.
I was on a highway.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
All right.
The sun had set. I was heading west.
Rolling down the highway.
I don't know what song you're singing.
Yeah, okay.
I looked to my left, to the south. I was heading west.
Okay.
I saw a massive, massive greenhouse operation. Oh. I had never seen it before.
Really?
Never. I can only assume what it may be.
Okay.
It was massive.
Were you led to it? Was it kind of like the mothership was calling you home? The mothership. I am on a roll.
Can I tell you something? Oh, I need to go meet a kangaroo, but I'll tell you one thing. You know how you go by a town where there's a bakery?
Sure.
Next time I drive that way, I'm rolling the window down, baby. And I am going to just roll it down.
Yeah, you're going to be rolling, all right.
I'm going to roll it down. Yeah, yeah. But I wonder if, you know, look. We don't want anyone out there, nor are we recommending you do anything illegal.
No, no.
Not at all. All this show does is inform.
That's right.
And as I said earlier, always consult with an attorney who specializes in that area. Don't rely upon anything you hear on this show before you can. Well, I am pretty. Well, let me just say this. I only talk about things that I feel I specialize in.
Right.
If you notice that.
Right.
You don't hear me talking about personal injury or Social Security. Although, if somebody out there, here's a shameless plug, has a Social Security issue or a personal injury issue,
right.
I'm associated with Attorney John Marco, one of the finest attorneys, auto accident, car, truck, motorcycle. Contact my office, Jackie Starr, or Jen,
right.
At 989-772-6000. By the way, I want to give Jackie Starr's nephew, Quentin, a huge shout out.
Okay.
I've known him since he was just a young man, and now he's a young adult, and I'm very proud of him. So, Quentin, we're very proud of you. Keep up the great work. That's
big,
Jackie Starr's nephew.
Big shout out
to Quentin. Keep it up, Quentin.
Big shout out.
Anyway, shameless plug there. But no,
there you go.
I'm just saying I tend to talk about things that I specialize in.
Right. And things that you have a vast knowledge of, too, I would say.
Right.
But that's exactly it. But there's the other part of it, too. You're a lawyer. We talk about legal things on this show, and that's where your expertise comes in, talking about the legal aspects of cannabis and legal aspects of driver's license restoration and stuff like that.
Do you recall a couple weeks ago I gave Matt Green a plug, Alabama lawyer?
Yeah, the guy from Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, I remember what.
I think one of the coolest things about practicing law is when you have an opportunity to connect with lawyers in other states.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have Matt on for an entire hour coming up in the next month.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Matt, we had a conversation about the cannabis laws in Alabama. Now, you know where Jeff Sessions comes from.
Alabama. Yeah.
So it was interesting, and he's a criminal defense attorney. I had a client who now lives in Alabama. I don't practice in states I'm not licensed to practice,
right.
And I can only practice. And that question comes up. As an attorney, can you practice in other states? No, but there are state statutes that if you're an attorney, not federal law, because federal law, federal law, if you are sworn into that district,
okay.
I'd have to check on this,
all right.
Then you could practice federal law across the country. But state to state, you cannot. But there is a statute where you can get, you can motion to practice in another state for
kind
just
of like
a
temporary thing, if you need to or something like that. But it's not like a driver's license. I drive from Michigan to Ohio to Illinois. I can do that because my driver's license is good in other states. But you practice law is not the
same. As long as you have a valid license in a state in which you reside in, then that's good across the country.
Right.
Although you have to adhere to the laws of those states.
Sure.
So and pay attention to speed signs and whatnot.
Yep, exactly. You know what? Having driven around like the Midwest, most of the speeds are 70 on regular interstates, 75 in some rural ones, but for the most part, it's 70.
And by the way, folks, will you please respect the men and women who drive those big 18-wheelers?
Oh, God, yeah.
I get so tired. Two things really piss me off. One, people who park in handicapped parking spots that don't need to be there.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. And when I broke my feet snowboarding about 15 years ago, I had to park in those spots. And often I would see individuals who didn't belong in those spots.
You know what else makes
and the other thing, I got number two.
Go ahead.
Is men and women who tailgate these 18-wheelers.
I know, you're stupid.
They can't see you.
Stupid.
These men and women are working. You may be going on vacation somewhere. You may be going to a birthday party. But have some respect for the men and women who are transporting commerce so that you can enjoy your margarita wherever you are going.
Really? Margarita?
You ever see a kangaroo in person?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah, you like gladiators?
You know what else bothers me? What else bothers me?
Everything.
Not everything. But about the handicapped, on the one hand, yes, I hate it when people are parked in the handicapped spot and don't have a handicapped sticker or don't have a handicapped license plate. But I don't like it when a handicapped person with a handicapped plate parks in a regular spot. You're taking up, that's my spot.
You're taking up
my spot.
Come on, you can't go there.
Park in a handicapped spot.
Let's just agree you don't mean that.
Okay,
no, you don't mean that.
Well, still, but
they have right away.
Yeah, okay.
Always.
But Well, then
always
make sure you're parking a handicap.
You got it.
Hey, the show's over, man.
What?
I know it's done.
This was a huge show.
Hard to believe.
Hey, if you just tune in and miss any portion of it, be sure to catch us on Podbean, SoundCloud, iTunes. Go to the App Store, download the podcast app. It's free.
Yes.
Subscribe. Type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Subscribe. When we're done with this show and we upload it onto the platforms, it'll pop up right on your phone.
That's right.
And coming within a very short period of time, you're going to be able to catch this show on a YouTube channel.
Get out of here.
No, really.
We're going to be on TV?
We're going to be on YouTube.
I got to come in here to be with you to be on TV.
You're going
to
be on YouTube. Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle, 8 days a week. Hey, we got to go.
Sometimes not.
Yes, Craig, it's right. Always good to see you. Have a great afternoon.
Feel better, man.
I will.
All right.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
All right.
I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. I have a cold. I'm going to see a kangaroo today. Take us out. Craig Russell.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.